This is Teresa Trent, and you are listening to Books to the Ceiling, a podcast that features excerpts from new mysteries coming on to the market. We're headed to Decatur, Illinois, in the year 1986. But wait, there's more. We're stepping into the world of Fast Freddy's Gentleman's Club, where there is something not quite right, in Joanna Campbell Slan's Wednesday Wicked Ways. Here's a little more about the book. From best-selling cozy mystery author Joanna Campbell Slan comes a thrilling new installment in the Friday Night Mystery Club series featuring a group of female amateur sleuths. Decatur, Illinois, 1986. In this small Midwestern town, everyone has something to hide. From Japanese business interests eyeing a piece of property to an angry sharpshooter harboring a murderous obsession. Meanwhile, working women struggle to make their way in a man's world, and their primary opposition might well be other women. Cragen Collins has a lot on her plate, a demanding job as an advertising rep, a complicated love life, and an upcoming public speaking contest. But when a shooter targets a performer at one of her ad accounts, Fast Freddy's Gentleman's Club, and leaves a young dancer critically injured, Cragen and her mystery-solving friends spring into action. They suspect that Prue, the club's star performer and their housemate, may be the real target, and the danger to her is far from over. This page-turning cozy mystery features female amateur sleuths who love reading mysteries. The book blends humor, romance, and suspense while tackling themes of workplace equality and acceptance. Perfect for fans of Wendy Delaney, Elaine Vietz, and Tanya Capps, or anyone who enjoys mysteries with a side helping of social commentary, a smidgen of humor, and a dash of romance. This is book 4 in the Friday Night Mystery Club series, but can be read as a standalone novel. Now here is an excerpt from Wednesday Wicked Ways. Chapter 1. It's snowing! The first flakes are falling! Let's go! Prue stood half inside and half outside one of the exits to Fast Freddy's Gentleman's Club in Decatur, Illinois. The bone-chilling January wind blew her long red hair into her eyes and made her shiver. Cupping her hands around her mouth and calling into the building, she yelled, "Ladies! I don't want to miss the first snowflakes of the season! Get your butts in gear! This is a tradition! We celebrate the first snowfall of each new year, and we curse the ones that follow." Chantilly, a tall black woman, hurried toward Prue. "Taffy is on her way. She's not sure what to do about a coat. A stupid customer spilled his beer all over. Her coat is soaked." "Sorry about your coat," Prue said as Taffy dabbed at the beer stains with paper towels. Taffy was coltish in a short faux leather skirt and a low-cut black sweater. She wasn't dressed to go outside. She'd recently dyed her hair red, not quite as stunning as Prue's natural color, but alluring all the same. "It's ruined," Taffy's voice cracked, "and it's freezing outside." "Here," Prue shrugged out of her zebra-striped coat, "take mine."
"But that's your best coat. Everyone loves it."
"Take it. You can return it tomorrow." As Prue stood under the red glow of the exit sign, her auburn hair seemed to be on fire. Her eyes were bright with good humor. That was typical of her. As the club's featured performer, she exuded star quality, giving off shimmering vibrancy. Known to her adoring public as Candy Cane, Prue attracted legions of fans who clamored to see her every night. "Let's go." Chantilly tugged on cream wool gloves. Her houndstooth coat was fashionably short to show off her long toned legs. Underneath, she wore a tight-fitting sweater dress that stopped mid-thigh. On her feet were gold high heels. The women trooped past a long line of framed photos of featured performers and hesitated at the side exit. Only a few of the pictured dancers were still in the business. Exotic dancing is a career for young women, thought Prue. A reminder she couldn't do this forever.
"I'll get this back to you tomorrow," said Taffy, staring at the striped coat with appreciation.
"No problem. We won't be outside long. Besides, I'm hot-blooded.
said Prue with a wink. It was a lie, but she was eager to see the snow. Every year, she greeted the arrival of winter like a long-lost friend. Unlike most of her pals, she relished the changing seasons. Prue asked, "Do we have our act together? Are we ready to face the first falling flakes?" Moving past Prue, Chantilly threw herself against the strike bar of the door. She was the first to stagger outside. The others followed. The cold air struck them in the face, taking their breath away. The women were attracted to the puddle of orange light put out by the sodium lamp. Clustering there, they stared in wonder at the snowflakes drifting down like fat goose feathers.
"It's perfect," Taffy laughed.
"It's not even that cold. It had to warm up to snow," said Prue. "Yes," said Chantilly. "It's the first snowfall of the winter of 1987. From here on, it's all downhill."
"Don't be so negative," said Prue, twirling in a circle. "It's glorious."
"Woohoo!" said Taffy.
She'd taken ballet lessons since the age of 5 and couldn't resist the chance to do a pique turn, a classic move accomplished by twirling on one foot while the other touched her inner thigh. Taffy executed the dance step perfectly.
"Good one," said Chantilly as she applauded.
"Look, I'm on a snowflake diet," said Taffy with her mouth wide open and her head thrown back to capture snowflakes. Her giggles were contagious.
The sound exploded through the frigid night air. A backfire, thought Chantilly. A firecracker, thought Prue, standing not far from her friends. Weird, thought Taffy. She intended to get inside her car, but her legs didn't cooperate. Instead, they buckled. Chantilly made a diving grab and caught the other girl before she hit the ground. Being stronger and taller, Chantilly was able to ease Taffy to the pavement. While doing so, she noticed how white Taffy's face looked.
"Taffy, you okay?" asked Chantilly, lightly slapping Taffy's cheeks.
"Leg,"
Taffy moaned. Chantilly ran her hands down the other woman's body. She stopped when she discovered a warm wetness. Lifting her gloves toward the parking lamp, Chantilly gasped in horror. Blood dripped down her arm. And that was an excerpt from Wednesday Wicked Ways. Wednesday Wicked Ways is available on Amazon. Now here's a little more about our author. Joanna Campbell Slann is the author of more than 80 books, both fiction and nonfiction. She's a New York Times, USA Today, and Amazon bestseller. Her historical fiction, Death of a Schoolgirl, book number 1 in the Jane Eyre Chronicles, won the Daphne du Maurier Award of Excellence. You can find out more about Joanna at her website, and you can sign up for her newsletter, at joannacampbellslann.com. And just a reminder, Wednesday Wicked Ways is the 4th book in this series. That's all we have this week on Books to the Ceiling. And if you enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to rate, review, or follow us. You can also follow us on our Facebook page. Thank you so much for stopping by, and I hope to see you again next week with a new mystery on Books to the Ceiling.